Scientists from NASA have confirmed the presence of water millions of miles from Earth. The observations were made using the Keck Observatory on Mauna Kea. Astronomers have long believed the ice-covered surface of Jupiter's moon Europa conceals a vast ocean of liquid water. Cracks in the ice were first photographed by the Voyager probe in the 1970s. 20 years later, the Galileo spacecraft found evidence of liquid underneath the ice, leading to a theory that geysers could be ejecting water from the subsurface ocean into space. But direct proof of that water remained elusive, until now.
Direct verification of plumes of water coming from Europa.
John O'Mara is the chief scientist at the W.M. Keck Observatory on Hawaii Island. Scientists from NASA were able to detect the molecular signature of water being released from Europa, enough to fill an Olympic swimming pool in just a few minutes. You might wonder how liquid water could exist in a place where surface temperatures never climb above minus 260 Fahrenheit. The answer lies in the immense gravitational force coming from Europa's gigantic neighbor Jupiter.
Those forces are actually increasing the temperature of the inside of those moons. That heating is keeping huge amounts of liquid water just below the surface.
By some estimates, there's more liquid water on Europa than in all of Earth's oceans combined. According to NASA, that ocean is the most promising place to find extraterrestrial life in our solar system. So promising that NASA is planning on sending a new probe to make detailed observations of the icy moon. But with the possibility of life comes a major risk. Contamination from Earth.
There's always a chance that there'd be some kind of microorganisms living on that spacecraft.
Richard Greenberg is a retired professor of planetary science with the University of Arizona. An international treaty already governs the contamination of space, and NASA spacecraft are sterilized before launch. But as far back as 2001, Greenberg warned that contamination protocols may not be sufficient, especially for an environment like Europa.
If you drop Earth germs onto another planet, and then you discover life there, then you don't really know whether you're just finding Earth life that you put there or something that was there before.
There are currently no plans to land a spacecraft on Europa, so the risk of contamination is much lower. But the hazard may be unavoidable on Mars as robotic landers and even humans intensify the search for life beyond Earth. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.